Hey, Ayla.
Hello.
What's good?
Jason is 35 years old. He lives in Passclog, Rhode Island. He's lived in the same little town for 27 years, and since the age of 16, he's been a volunteer firefighter and EMT. He's also worked as a consulting firm as a fire protectant engineer for the past 13 years and as a municipal police dispatcher. Moral of the story, this guy not only loves but lives for helping others. All of his memories, of course, are in Rhode Island, but we know that the year 2020 is the year to reinvent ourselves, and that's what Jason plans on doing himself. On April 2nd, he's packing everything up in his car and beginning an epic road trip that's going to take him 14,000 miles around the U.S. and Canada to see a baseball game at every Major League Baseball park in North America.
Oh, that's great.
Love this. It's such a cool journey, and I'm so glad that one of our listeners shared his journey and story with me. He'll start at Fenway Park on April 2nd to see the Red Sox first opening home game. And if things go as planned, he'll end his journey in Seattle to see the last Mariners home game of the season on September 20th.
Oh, wow.
I know. That's a lot of driving.
This guy's living my mom's dream.
Really?
Literally. No, this is her dream, is to go to every baseball park in the country.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Maybe he needs a co-pilot.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Hey, you want to take a 67-year-old woman with you, Jason?
I think he's trying to reinvent himself. Bring other problems. Kidding. But anyways, his goal, once all this is done, is to stay on the West Coast and explore career opportunities out there. But the decision has a greater meaning. It's a vehicle to raise money for a very special charity. There was a sudden passing of the town's safety officer, Richard Jenks. He was a 33-year veteran of the department, and the death shook the entire community. And in October of 2019, Richard's name was added to the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial in Emmitsburg, Maryland. So that's what he's raising money for, the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial in Richard's name. And his whole mission now is called Ballparks for the Bravest. I love that name. He has a website you can go check out called ballparksforthebravest.com. His fundraising goal is $10,000, and it'll begin on April 2nd, the day that he takes off on his journey. So, starting on April 2nd, you can start donating. But, of course, you can learn all about it if you just go to ballparksforthebravest.com. Good luck, Jason. That's your feel good for today. And happy Friday.